听力课堂，听 class.com。
本制品由中国人民大学出版社音像部制作出版发行，尊重知识产权，请勿泛录。
Unit 1, Part 1, Greeting and Self-Introduction.
Dialogue 1.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Douglas. May I know your name, please?
Yes, I'm Diane. I'm American. I've been here for just 2 days.
Oh, I'm American too. But I've been here for nearly 2 years. So if you need some help, just go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you very much.Dialogue 2. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jane. I come from England, and my major is Chinese literature.
Ah, good. My major is Chinese literature too. And my name is Mike. I come from France.
Have you got enrolled?
Yes, I enrolled just now. They told me our classes start tomorrow. Is that so?
Yes, that's right. So, see you tomorrow.
See you.Part 2. Greeting and introducing the others.
Dialogue 1.
Hello, Anna.
Hello, Graham. How are you these days?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Anna, this is my colleague Adam. Adam, this is Anna, my old friend.
Glad to meet you, Adam.
Glad to meet you. Ah, I remember. Both of you are good at table tennis, so both of you got a good partner.
That's great. Dialogue 2. Hello, International Textiles. May I help you?
Could you put this call through to the production department?
Who do you wish to speak to, sir?
Mr. Smith. Hello, Smith speaking. Can I help you?
Mr. Young wants to see you. Can you arrange it?
Who is Mr. Young, please?
Ah, he is the director of the sales department of our company. We are going to place an order from your company.He would like to talk about it with you.
That's good. I can see him this afternoon, at 2 o'clock sharp. Is that okay?
Good, thank you.
Unit 2. Part 1. Booking.
Dialogue 1. Yanjing Restaurant.
Good morning. I'd like to reserve a table for tomorrow evening.
Yes, for how many?
For 2, please. And we'd like a quiet table.
All right. I can give you a side table in the restaurant. What time is it for?
Around 8 p.m.
Sorry, what name is it, please?
Henry Clark.
Would you spell it, please?
H-E-N-R-Y-C-L-A-R-K-E.
Thank you. Dialogue 2. Good morning, Shenzhen Airport Hotel.
Good morning.I need a room in your hotel for 2 days. Is it available?
What day, please?
Friday and Saturday.
Twin or triple?
Twin.
Standard twin?
Yes.
Wait a moment, please. Okay, it's available. It's 368 yuan each day.
What time do you check out?
1 o'clock noon.
That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Part 2. Shopping.
Dialogue 1. I'd like this one, please.
Okay. Cash or charge?
Do you take personal checks?
Sure, but I need to see your ID.
Here you are.
Good. Thank you.
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me. Where can I find suits, please?
Go upstairs. They're on the 6th floor.
Thank you.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'd like a suit for myself.
What colour do you like?
Grey, please.
How about this one?
That's fine. How much is it?
2,000 Hong Kong dollars.
Okay, I'll take it. Thank you. Unit 3. Part 1. Suggestions.
Dialogue 1. Here are your menus. What would you like, please?
I'd like today's special. What is it?
Pork chops or sirloin steak? What do you prefer?
I think I'd like pork chops.
And would you like a starter? A prawn cocktail would be very nice.
Yes, that sounds good. I've never tried one.
Dialogue 2.
That's enough, I think. What about wine? What do you like, John?
We have red, white, and rosé.
Not rosé, red, please.
A house wine or something, a little more.
No, that sounds fine.
Wait a moment, please. I'll be back soon.
Part 2. Paying the bill.
Dialogue 1. Is that all you want?
Yes. 3 Big Macs, 1 quarter pounder with cheese, 1 small fries, 3 large fries, 1 fillet of fish, 1 strawberry shake, 1 black coffee, and 1 apple pie.
To go?
Yes, to go.
That's $11.
Including tax?
Yes.
Do you want the money now?
That's the way it works, mister. Don't worry, you'll get your food.
Okay, here is $20.
Here's your change, $9.
Thank you.
Dialogue 2.
Good morning. Here are your menus.
Can you do a business lunch for 10 people?
Yes. How many courses do you want?
Well, how are the charges?
It's very reasonable, you'll find. The 3-course lunch costs $10 a head, and the 4-course, $15. You'll also get coffee.
I see. I think we'd better have a cheaper one. What does the 3-course cost with coffee?
$11.
That's all right. Should I pay now?
Yes, if you like.
Here is $110. Bring me the receipt, please.
Please pay the cashier. Unit 4, Part 1, Thinking It Over.
Dialogue 1.
Is he really quitting?
Yes, he is. It seems he's been offered a better job by another firm.
Is there anyone else to replace him?
Well, I just can't think of anyone offhand. But there should be someone we'd like to promote.
To take over for him?
Yes, we should think it over. Dialogue 2. Can you tell me a bit more about the terms?
Certainly. What else would you like to know?
What about paid holidays?
There are 3 weeks of paid holidays a year.
And does your company give a bonus?
No, it doesn't.
Are all these terms still negotiable?
I'm afraid not.
OK, I'll think it over.
Part 2. Getting a decision.
Dialogue 1. I'm afraid the decision does not rest with me.
I see. Who am I supposed to contact for getting a final decision on this matter, then?
Theoretically, Bob, chairman of the board. But practically, it seems that Hitler has the last say.
OK, I'll see both of them.
Good luck.
So long.
Dialogue 2. I'm thinking of buying a car. What do you think of it?
I don't like the idea. Driving is quite dangerous, and you are so busy in your writing now.
But it takes me too much time to go about by bus. I cannot afford it.
Take taxis if you like. I'd rather pay for you.
You are kidding.
No, I'm serious. I can't afford losing you.
Okay, that's settled. I'll just take taxis.
That's good. Remember to get a receipt every time. Unit 5, Part 1, Enjoying Oneself.
Dialogue 1. What do you do in your leisure time?
I go fishing. I have been crazy about river fishing lately.
Oh, how nice. What kind of fish do you catch?
Various kinds of trout and landlocked salmon. Do you like fishing?
No, but I like swimming.
Let's meet on Saturday. You can swim and I can fish.
Good idea. Dialogue 2. Oh, there's still an overwhelming amount of work to do.
There sure is. Look at this pile of files to sort out.
Shall we take a break for a while now?
No, otherwise we won't be able to get through it today.
Yes, maybe you're right, but I'm very tired.
It's the last work day. We can have a good rest tomorrow.
Do you have any ideas?
I've got 2 tickets for ice skating.
That's great.
Part 2. Paying visit.
Dialogue 1. Have you got any idea to spend your weekends, Mark?
Not yet, really, but I'm thinking about paying a visit to my cousin.
Where does your cousin live?
Beside a small mountain. It's very beautiful there.
How nice. Is it far from here?
Not very far. It's half an hour's distance if you drive.
Will you stay there all the weekends?
Yes. Would you like to go with me?
Sure. Dialogue 2. I'm very busy at home.
Of course, of course. Or perhaps you're thinking of a few days visiting in Winnipeg. I believe you spend a few days there every year with your son, Barker. Is he still there?
Yes. Flowers, plants.
Why not surprise him, then, with the pleasure of a visit? We all need a change of scene now and then, especially after a long, hard winter. I could mention it to your husband, if you like, indirectly, of course.
Please, there's no need for that. I can speak to him myself.
Unit 6, Part 1. A description. Seeing a doctor.
Mr. Smith has an appointment with his doctor. The doctor tells him it has been 2 years since he came for a general checkup. Today he explains to the doctor that he has a sore throat and a headache, and that he is coughing a bit. The doctor asks him if he has taken his temperature. Mr. Smith tells him he has, and that it was 38 this morning. After the examination, the doctor reassures him and tells him there is nothing wrong with his lungs, and he prescribes some medicine which Mr. Smith should take. He says he will not give him any antibiotics, as he has not got bronchitis. And with the pills and the syrup, he should be better in a few days. As Mr. Smith leaves, the doctor tells him not to forget his prescription, and says he hopes Mr. Smith will feel better soon.
Part 2. A story. I was the nearest. Little Albert came home from school with a new book under his arm. "It's a prize, Mother," he said. "A prize? What for, dear?" "For natural history. Teacher asked me how many legs an ostrich had, and I said 3. "But an ostrich has 2 legs." "I know that now, Mother. But the rest of the class said 4, so I was the nearest." Unit 7. Part 1. A description. Going to the post office.
John is with Susan. He suddenly realizes it is 2 o'clock and he has to go to the post office. Susan asks him if it will take a long time. He doesn't think it will, as he only has to buy some stamps and post some letters. Susan offers him some stamps because she already has some. He does not accept because he does not know what to put on the envelopes. Susan tells him she thinks it is 20p for common market countries, but she does not know how much it is for other countries. John wants to ask at the post office. Susan suddenly thinks she will go with him, because if there is not a long queue, she will send a money order and get some information on sending parcels abroad. John reminds her there is a form to fill in for customs. So they leave for the post office together.
Part 2. A story. The student teacher. My cousin John is a university student. Last year he went to Italy and stayed there for 2 months. I was surprised that he was able to have such a long holiday there, because he never had any money. "How did you manage it, John?" I asked. "I thought you were going to stay for 2 weeks." "It was easy," John answered. "I got a job." "A job?" I was surprised. "What did you do?" "I gave English lessons to a grocer," John answered. "His name was Campy, and we have become great friends." "But you're not a language teacher," I said. "I told Campy I couldn't teach," John explained, "but he insisted on having conversation lessons. He wanted to practice his English. He had a lot of American customers, so it was important for him to be able to speak English. I spent 3 hours a day talking to him. In return, He gave me a room, 3 meals a day, and a little pocket money. Did your pupil learn much English? I asked. I don't know, John said, but I learned a lot of Italian. Unit 8, Part 1. A description. Filling up with petrol.
Mr. Easton is driving along when he hears a strange noise coming from his car. Mrs. Easton says they had better stop. Just at that moment, Miss Easton sees a sign indicating a petrol station. Mrs. Easton is pleased because there is a snack bar where she can have a little snack. They pull into the garage. Mr. Easton goes up to the mechanic and says they have a small problem. He says they had their car serviced before they came on holiday, but they can hear a peculiar noise. The mechanic asks them to wait a minute as he is busy with another car, but says he will do Mr. Easton's car next. Mrs. Easton says that while her husband is waiting, she will go to the restaurant, and he can join her there later. The mechanic has finished repairing the car. He says it was only a loose connection. All the same, he tells Mr. Easton to be careful and not to drive too fast. Mr. Easton thanks him and says he will fill up with petrol and check the oil level.
Part 2. A story. Little Richie. A couple took their 3-month-old son to the movies with them. On the way in, the usher said they'd have to leave if the baby cried. But we'll refund your money, he added. After watching the movie for half an hour, the husband turned to his wife. Well, what do you think? He asked. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Me too, he agreed. Shake, little Richie. Unit 9, Part 1. A description. Making an inquiry.
Mr. Smith goes into a travel agency to ask for some information about package holidays in Spain. The travel agent asks him which part of Spain he would like to visit. Mr. Smith says he has been thinking of going to Benidorm and asks the travel agent if he recommends it. The travel agent tells him it is a very popular place. He asks Mr. Smith when he is considering going. Mr. Smith wants to go for the first 2 weeks of July and asks the travel agent if he happens to have any general information on Benidorm, the beaches, town, restaurants, nightlife, etc. The travel agent gives him a brochure, which lists all the package tours and gives details about hotels, self-catering villa holidays, car hire, cruises and excursions. Mr. Smith takes the brochure and tells the travel agent he will be in touch with him in a few days' time.
Part 2. A story. Our ball is in your room. The children next door often play baseball in the yard and sometimes break my bedroom window. Last Saturday afternoon, I stayed at home and watched TV. After a while, I closed my eyes and went to sleep. A sound at the door made me wake up suddenly. A little boy appeared at the door. Not one of my windows again, I said. Oh, no, answered the boy. Your window was open this time, and our ball is in your bedroom. Can we get it, please? Unit 10. Part 1. A description. Looking for a job. John is unemployed. He wants to find a job. He is reading the paper when Brian asks him if there are any interesting advertisements. John says it is always the same problem. As he has not got any experience, he will not be able to find a job. Brian suggests he goes to the employment agency and gives them his CV. He says that it is the first thing John ought to do. John says he has already been there, and that there was a never-ending queue of people which discouraged him so much that he left. Brian says John should look around for a job by himself as well. John says he will send his CV to several companies and will also contact Brian's friend, Guy, who seems very interested in his application. Part 2. A story. It was my mother.
The telephone rang and I picked up the receiver. Hello, I said. Hello, said a voice. This is Bill. Is Betty there? I'm sorry, I said. You have the wrong number. A few seconds later, the telephone rang again. Just as I suspected, it was Bill. You've dialed the wrong number 2 times in a row, I explained. Then the phone rang a third time. This made me angry. I spoke in a loud voice. Hello, Bill. This is Betty. For a moment, there was complete silence. Then someone said, What's the matter with you, Tom? It was my mother.